I have to ask about one other aspect of your life that I think would intimidate some people, and that is the idea that you cooked for a White House Cinco de Mayo dinner.
Yes.
Do you have to know before you can go and cook at the White House?
It was one of the most exciting and wonderful experiences of my life for many reasons. First of all, because of the humbleness and the generosity and the kindness of the people in the White House. I mean, in many countries around the world, you get near the centers of power, important people, and people that work next to a president or a governor, they tend to be a little bit snobbish or arrogant, you know? And I felt in the White House that everybody was so proud and so thankful for being in their position, from the man that opened the door to the woman who's washing the dishes. They all feel very grateful for being where they are and blessed, and they make you feel very, very welcome. And so it was a wonderful experience in that way. It was stressful and unnerving because you're worried about, you know, what you're going to do. But then you're not allowed to bring in any ingredient. They have to order everything for you, you know, because of security. And they also have the most phenomenal team. Chris Comerford, who's the White House chef, an incredible woman who's also an immigrant, has an incredible story. She runs one of the most incredible kitchens. So they're practically executing your recipes, which is fabulous.
And at the same time, when you see the president of the United States take a bite of something that you are responsible for, it must give you a little pause.
Oh, my gosh. I was frozen. I didn't even know I was going to get to meet him. I was cooking all day. I was with Jose Andres and his team as well. And we were just busy cooking. And right before the event started, they asked all of the cooks to go into a room. They didn't tell us why. They said, you know, just go into that room for a second. We went into that room. And once we were there, they opened up some space between me and Chef Jose, and they said, well, President Obama is going to come in exactly 18 seconds. And I was like, I mean, just with my mouth, like, what is going on? In 18 seconds, he walked in, the most charming man, so a huge smile on his face, and he was cracking a joke with everybody there. And I was, as you can see, I talk a lot. I was frozen and speechless. I was like, I think for the first time in my life, I was like, nice to meet you.
It's a long way from a sad and lonely duplex in Dallas.
Yes. I mean, in a way, I always say that I'm happily torn between two countries and between two cultures, but really blessed in the middle of it.